Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from the very heart of Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. You know, I want to talk to you today about a very serious topic, and that topic is, you know, don't take your calling for granted. Don't take your calling for granted. There are so many today that have taken their calling for granted. You know, God's called them. He's brought them out of darkness. He's anointed them. He's placed his hand on them. And, you know, and God has a plan. And I see a lot of PKA preachers' kids. I've seen a lot of people that start off really well. And then after a while, they just kind of, I don't know what it is. It's just something in their heart. You know, it says in the New Testament, Jesus said, guard your heart, for if you don't guard your heart, out of it comes the issues of life. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Hallelujah. Well, what the thing is, when you read through the Word of God, you can see that here is a mother and father who were barren and didn't have children. And then all of a sudden, God comes to visit them. And God begins, God literally sends an angel out of heaven to speak to this man, to speak to this woman. And here they are thinking that they're going to be barren. But here is God. Let me read to you. I'm going to read out of Judges chapter 13. This is so amazing. It says, and I'm reading out of Judges chapter 13, reading in verse 3. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, indeed, now you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now, therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink and not to eat anything unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Now, you have to remember, when you read through Judges, you're literally, what is that movie that My son used to watch this movie. What was it? The one time, like a time, Back to the Future. So you have to like step like to the future, go forward to the future instead of back to the future. You're going to go forward. So here is this mother and father who has a visitation from God. An angel comes, literally tells her she has no idea who this person is. So she runs to her husband and says, I had a visitor today. A man came and said that we're going to have a son and blah, 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 blah. And so she goes to tell her husband, and, you know, and her husband says, well, you know, I don't know. I'm going to ask him to come. You know, let me tell you how the woman says this. So the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God. Oh, very awesome. But I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. Can you imagine? She was so like, huh, what? And he said to me, behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. No drink or wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Now, you have to understand, now here is her husband, Manoah. Now, he's just shocked. And he says, and Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, oh, my Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again and teach us what we shall do for the child who will be born. That is an awesome parent. That is a great mother and father. They're going, Lord, tell us what we need to do. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's older, he shall not depart. Now, there are times and situations where a parent has raised a child and the child has totally backslidden and fell away from God, ended up in prison, ended up, you know, dead early or drug addiction, and literally broke a parent's heart. Well, this is the same kind of story here. This story is a heart-gripping story of a boy that was birthed to a barren mother and father. And you have to understand the love and the compassion and the mercy of this mother and father to be selected by God. I mean, to bear a child that would be anointed since birth, even in the mother's womb. So here is Manoah, the husband. So the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat anything that comes from the vine, nor may she drink wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean. All that I commanded her, let her observe. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, please let us detain you, and we will prepare a young goat for you. I love how Manoah's heart was immediately to offer unto God. And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, though you detain me, I will not eat your food. But if you offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord. For Manoah did not know he was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, what is your name? And when will your words come to pass that we may honor you? And the angel of the Lord said to him, why do you ask me my name? Seeing it is wonderful. Oh my gosh. Wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. You have to get a revelation of what he's saying here. So Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it upon the rock to the Lord. And he did a wondrous thing while Manoah and his wife looked on. And it happened that as the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. Can you imagine? Here's his mother and father standing there talking to this man. They go to do the sacrifice, put the fire. The sacrifice is burning. The fire is heated up. And all of a sudden, the man that they were just speaking to goes up in the fire up to heaven. I'm telling you what, I probably would have fainted. Excuse me, get up, get up, get up. I probably would have passed out. And as it happened, the flame went up towards heaven from the altar. The angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground. Then the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. You know, when you have an experience with God that is so touching, you know, the best thing that you can do, and I've done this for 43 years, you know, of course, the tithe and the offering always belongs to God. But you know, when God has blessed you in anything at all, bless him back extra. Just say, you know what, God, I'm just going to give this as a gift to the purpose of your kingdom. Lord, I'm going to bless your kingdom. And Lord, I thank you for your many blessings. That's exactly what Manoah and his wife did. Let me continue on. And Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die because we have seen God." Oh, Miss Unbelief and Fearful. Here's the wife going, "Oh my gosh, we've seen God. We're dead. We're gone. It's over with. We're going to die." But his wife said to him, oh, this was Manoah. He said, this was her husband who said that. "We shall surely die because we've seen God." Oh, thank God for a godly woman. Somebody, some man out there say, hallelujah. Because his wife said to him, "If the Lord had desired to kill us, he would not have accepted the burnt offering and the grain offering from our hands. Nor would he have shown us all these things, nor would he have told us such things as these at this time." So in time the woman bore a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon Samson. Let me stop there. You have to understand here. Now here he is, raised from a child. I'm talking to you. You're listening to my program right now. Don't you dare change that channel. You've been raised in church. You went to church with your mama. You went to church with your daddy. You sat there on the second row, third row, fourth row, and you sat there and you heard the preaching week after week after week. And you know what? You remember you went to that altar. You were weeping, snotting, and crying at that altar. You said, "Dad, Mom, I got to get baptized." And you went and you almost baptized yourself. And you went and you said, "Oh my goodness, Jesus is so good." But then time and time you grew up and you said, Mark chapter 4 tells us the deceitfulness of riches and the lust for other things comes in and chokes out the word and it becomes unfruitful. So now here you are, you've kind of, like Samson, you just kind of grew up, but you kind of took for granted the calling of God on your life. You see, because Samson made a terrible, terrible mistake. And I don't know about you, but I have been a Christian for a long time. I've been ministering for 43 years, and I've seen so many make terrible choices and decisions that cost them their life. You see, with every action that we do, it's going to cost you something. Whether good or bad, it's going to cost you something. And here is Samson. Now he's grown up. He's a handsome man. No razor has been to his head. He's got this long, wavy, dark black hair, strong, you know, as an ox, probably, you know, like bodybuilder man, you know. Now Samson went down to Timnah and he saw a woman. Oh, don't tell me that you can look at, you know, it's amazing. Let me say something here. It's amazing to me how so many health nuts tell you, "Oh, be careful what you put in your body. Don't eat this. Don't eat that. Don't eat this. Don't eat that. Don't eat this." But you know what? They're not even careful what they're looking, with what they're putting in their eyes. The Bible says the eyes are the windows to the soul. And if the eye looks upon evil, how much more evil will there be that dwells within them? You see, you got to be careful not only what you put in your body, but you got to be careful for what you're looking at. So Samson goes down to Timnah, and guess what? He looked over there and he said, "Ooh, yeah, she's a fine. She's a number nine. I want to get her for me. So he went up and told his father and his mother, saying, I've seen a woman in Timnah, the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me as a wife. Then his father and mother said to Samson, is there no woman among the daughters of your brethren, or among all the people that you must go and get a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said to his father, get her for me, for she pleases me well. Ooh, let me stop there. You know, he didn't have to do that. And you can see that what's happening with Samson as we read on here, you know, he begins to go after women, different women. After a while, he gets angry. Let me read on here. He was seeking an occasion. Now his father and mother did not know that it was the Lord that was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines. For at that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. So Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And he tore a lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat. I don't know about you. I have goats. I can't even think of tearing apart a goat. I mean, with your bare hands, I can barely catch one. Then to grab one? Oh my goodness, this just breaks my heart here. As he tore apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand, but he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. Then he went down and he talked with the woman, and she pleased him. Do you understand what was happening there? He went down, it's going to just get a little bit. Hello, I'm talking to you. I'm going to be straightforward here. Those of you that call women at 10 o'clock at night, are you kidding me? We know what you're doing, calling her up at 9 o'clock. Hello. I'm not even going to tell you what it's called, but you better hang up that phone. You better hang up that phone. You better not be thinking, let me not even say it. After some time, when he returned to get her, he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the carcass of the lion. He took some of it in his hands and went along eating. When he came to his father and mother, he gave some to them, and they also ate. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of a lion. Let me stop there for a moment. This man is so stinking, rotten, rebellious. Why? Because the old custom of Israel for the Jews were not to take anything out of a dead carcass. I mean, good night. This man just said, you ain't going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Ooh, yeah. So here he is now going back, and there are bees in the carcass of this lion, and he pulls out this honey, and guess what he does? He takes it home. He's so rebellious. How many out there, you go out there, you do something wrong, and you cause your whole family to live in the torment of your rebellion? You ever notice sometimes where the kids are still there, they're supposed to be going to college or whatever, and they're suddenly, they're just messing around, bringing women home, and mama's in a bad situation, maybe dad's gone on to die, or maybe mom's died and dad's there, and all of a sudden there's this rebellious adult, quote, adult over 18, sponging off a mom, sponging off a dad, not moving out, not working, doing whatever he can, bringing whoever he wants home, making the downstairs or upstairs a party room, and that poor parent doesn't know, because that parent loves that child, and you know what, they've enabled that child. You know what, just about that time, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd open the door and I'd give him a swift kick right out the door and say, go get a job. You ain't coming in this house unless you got a job. Mama, I love you. What are you doing catering to your adult rebellious children?
Well, I love my Miha. She's so nice.
No, she's not. She's rebellious.
I love my mijo. No, you don't. Listen, he's rebellious. He's stubborn as a donkey. Can you hear me? He's selfish. He's self-centered. He's consuming. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You see, Samson didn't realize the calling of God on his life. And he was so rebellious that he brought even that wrong even to his home. Can I tell you? He says, and Samson took some of it in his hands and went along eating. When he came to his father and his mother, he gave them some, and they also ate. But Samson did not tell them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. You know, little teeny things, he was continually rebellious. You see, Samson had to decide that he wanted to serve God or he wanted to serve his flesh. Samson was a flesh man. You know, a little bit later, he goes down, he wants another woman. Then he goes down, he sees a harlot. Then he goes down, and you know the story, he's with Delilah. And you know, he thinks Delilah loves him. Are you kidding? Delilah don't love him. Delilah's thinking about some money, honey. She is what they call today gold digger. She was a gold digger. I'll give you silver if you find out where his strength comes from. And like a dummy, Samson, I'm so in love with Delilah. Her boobs are so wonderful. And, you know, and he ain't even thinking. His brain done checked out a long time ago. His flesh is in control. His flesh is his enemy. The lust had taken over in his heart. And you know what? Like a dummy, he continually. And you know, I always say to these men, I tell people in our church, I said, you better be careful who's cutting your hair. And I'm not talking about the barber either. I'm talking about some of the people they're hanging out with. The Bible says bad company corrupts good morals. And Samson wasn't thinking at all who he was hanging out with. Let me tell you something. After time, Samson thought he could disappear and get away from her. But let me tell you what happened. He didn't get away. After a while, he spilled out his guts to this woman. She wasn't worried about Samson. She didn't love Samson. All she wanted was the money. And they came and gave her money. And guess what? They cut off his hair. And guess what they did to Samson? They plucked his eyes out. They put chains on him. They threw him into a prison. They mocked him and they brought him out for sport. And you can imagine, here is Samson, who was once anointed, powerful, anointing of God upon his life. And now, what's he doing? He's like a foolish, blind, chained man, broken in the bottom of a prison cell in a dungeon. And then the people, his own enemies, say, bring him out. And you know what? They bring him out. And you know what they do? They said, bring him out so we can make sport of him. But you would think that Samson would repent. But you know what? Samson didn't repent. Then Samson called to the Lord, oh Lord, remember me, I pray, strengthen me, I pray, just this once. Don't think his prayer was for the purpose of God. Oh God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. Are you kidding me? He didn't repent for his lust. He didn't repent for his rebellion. He goes, let me get vengeance. He was full of anger and pride. He couldn't see. By this time, he was completely blinded. And you know what? They put him by the pillars. And yes, he killed multitudes at the end of his life. But you know what? He lived a foolish life. He forsook his calling. I'm talking to you today. I'm asking you today, please don't take your calling for granted. Don't take your calling. Don't ignore the anointing of God over your life. Jesus loves you so much. Come to him right now. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Be my Lord, be my Savior, be my refuge, be my rock. Jesus, I'm sorry.
You're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above. I want to encourage you. Life is too short to throw your calling away. Turn back to Jesus now, backslider. Come back to Jesus right now. I love you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you discouraged, not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.
Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you. Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.